Cyber Pulse Daily, the spare circuit. A spare circuit looks inefficient on a spreadsheet. It is unused capacity, extra routing, duplicate tooling, a second path that seems expensive while everything is calm. But when the primary line burns, spare capacity stops being waste and becomes survival. That is the board signal for Friday. This week's arc has moved through exploit timing, handoffs, approvals, and screening quality. Today, the question changes from what got in to what keeps running when several safe assumptions fail at once. The strongest new pattern is resilience under compound technical stress. A fresh virtualization escape shows that a privileged guest can become a host problem. A cluster of network operating system flaws reminds boards that branch connectivity can turn from business enablement into blast radius. A new processor-level research attack challenges the comfort of hardware mitigation narratives. Thousands of programmable industrial controllers remain reachable from the public internet. A weak random number generator in wallet software turned mathematical sloppiness into millions in losses. A database resident toolkit shows how attackers can hide inside the place defenders treat as a record system, and continuing legal movement around a cloud data extortion campaign reminds leadership that data custody failures do not end when the intrusion ends. For boards across the Gulf, this is not a patch management story. Weekend additions should not reduce every risk to a ticket queue. The sharper issue is whether the enterprise has enough spare circuit to absorb simultaneous failure across infrastructure, identity, data, and operating technology. Start with virtualization. The new escape research matters because many enterprises assume that virtual separation is equivalent to business separation. It is not. If a workload with elevated writes can pressure the host layer, then tenant isolation, privilege administration, backup reachability, and recovery sequencing need board-level attention. The question is not whether every virtual host is exposed today. The question is whether the organization can prove which workloads would be allowed to pull the floor out from under shared compute. Now add network infrastructure. Recent advisories across wide area and routing platforms point to a familiar board blind spot. Connectivity platforms are treated as plumbing until they become command corridors. Resilience here means more than applying fixes. It means knowing which sites can operate in degraded mode, which management interfaces are reachable during a crisis, and which emergency changes would quietly make the incident worse. The industrial signal is even clearer. Publicly reachable controllers in water, manufacturing, logistics, and facilities environments are not just technical exposure. They are evidence of missing operational ownership. When a controller is visible to the world, the board should ask who owns the consequence. Information security, engineering, facilities, the vendor, or nobody with budget authority. If the answer is ambiguous, the spare circuit does not exist. The cryptography story is a reminder that resilience also fails in design, not only in operations. Weak randomness in wallet applications turned private key generation into an economic loss pathway. The lesson for enterprises is broader than digital assets. Any system that depends on key generation, token creation, recovery codes, or transaction signing deserves evidence that the underlying randomness and lifecycle controls have been reviewed, not merely inherited from a library. The database toolkit report adds another uncomfortable layer. Attackers do not always need to live in endpoint telemetry if they can live in the database itself. For boards, the resilience question becomes whether crown jewel data platforms have independent monitoring, change control, and recovery validation, or whether they are trusted because they are central. Finally, the cloud data extortion case shows why resilience must include legal, communications, customer, and insurer readiness. Data theft creates a second incident after the technical incident. Proof, notification, negotiation pressure, evidence preservation, and stakeholder confidence. If those muscles are improvised during the crisis, the enterprise has no spare circuit. It has hope. Four board questions should frame the weekend review. First, which shared infrastructure layer would cause the greatest business interruption if its isolation assumptions failed? Second, which industrial or facilities assets are internet reachable, vendor managed, or operationally owned by a team outside security's normal governance path? Third, where does the enterprise rely on inherited cryptography, token generation, or signing workflows without recent independent assurance. Fourth, if sensitive data was stolen tonight, who would lead the second incident? Legal exposure, customer communication, evidence, insurance, and executive messaging before the technical team finished containment? The answer is not to buy more tools. It is to fund resilience as an operating model. Spare network paths, tested manual fallbacks, segmented recovery, independent monitoring around core data systems, and pre-authorized decision rights for degraded operations. The uncomfortable truth is that lean infrastructure can look efficient right up to the moment it has no alternate route. The board does not need a perfect map of every flaw. It needs proof that when the primary circuit fails, the enterprise still has somewhere safe to send the current. Source material for this episode is listed in the notes below. Recent reporting on virtualization escape research, network platform flaws, processor defense bypasses, exposed industrial controllers, weak wallet randomness, database resident tooling, physical digital asset theft, and cloud data extortion proceedings is there for review. That is your CyberPulse Emerging Risk Brief for Friday, August 7th, 2026. Stay sharp.